Over the next week, fashion and beauty from the Black perspective will be on display in the Twin Cities. The first Black Fashion Week Minnesota kicks off today in Minneapolis. Emma Sapon has more.
In the basement of her northeast Minneapolis home, Jacqueline Emisa Addison is sewing the seams on a dress she's designed. At age 28, Addison is a prominent Black fashion designer and tailor from Ghana, and she is the headliner of Black Fashion Week Minnesota launch fashion show tonight at the Moxie Hotel. She's gotten some notice in the Twin Cities fashion industry, but thinks she might have to leave the state to grow her six-year-old business.
I feel like if you're a designer, you gotta and you're Black, you gotta work twice as hard to get noticed.
And that's why Natalie Morrow organized Black Fashion Week Minnesota. She says emerging designers and stylists of color in the Twin Cities struggle for recognition outside the Black community.
I think one, that they're definitely overlooked. I think there's a select amount of Black designers that are used within, the other different communities.
Morrow, a public relations executive, is also the founder of the Twin Cities Black Film Festival. The long-running festival included a fashion night, but Morrow says it became so popular she had to create a separate event to spotlight designers.
And I know that there's so much talent here. This fashion week will really give a platform for others and the whole Twin Cities to see these people. They're here. If you need something, here's some people that you can go to.
Morrow says Black Fashion Week Minnesota is part of a growing national trend. In recent years, Black Fashion Weeks have been popping up in major cities like Chicago and Houston in response to the lack of representation in mainstream fashion weeks and the fashion industry as a whole.
We're just adding to, what's happening around the country.
The Minnesota version features three main events. Tonight's launch party and show, then a mix of fashion, hairstyles, and jewelry Wednesday. It concludes next Saturday with a show called the Rastaware Fashion Affair, a showcase of Afrocentric designs. 20 designers, stylists, and retailers will participate in the week, displaying a range of styles from formal to urban wear to hijabs and dashikis. Addison's clothing line is called Ekua Gabby and is influenced by her West African roots. Her collection showing tonight was made from fabric she bought in Ghana, bold princess-style dresses with risque details like sheer bodices are the staples of her line of formal wear.
I gotta be confident to wear my pieces. I want to see the woman work walking in my clothes and she's feeling like, yeah, she is. All of that.
Addison thinks Black Fashion Week will be a shot in the arm for her and other Black designers.
This is a huge platform for us to showcase our work and be what we want to be and help each other out.
Addison's worked around the clock, trying to perfect every detail for tonight's show. The collection remains unnamed, but she says it will pay homage to the hugely successful Black Panther movie.
So you're going to see culture, I want people to come out and see the other side of Africa, it's modern, but you're still going to have traditional take on it as well. So
tickets are available for next week's shows, but tonight's launch party's almost sold out. There's also a fall show planned for September. Emma Sapon, Minnesota Public Radio News.